encoded by Easy MP3.
One out soul winning, winning people to Christ their age. Can you imagine that? And doing their best to get people to church. And outstanding. I'm so proud of our young people serving the Lord Jesus Christ. And that ought to be a special treat when you see them singing. And I said to somebody, we got compliments there, Brother Jones, his mama's funeral. We got some compliments, Brother Jones. And I explained to the people, and they heard him sing, the young people sing. And I said to him, Brother Jones, I said to him, I said, I appreciate that compliment, but you know what I like the best out of that? That's what I said to him. I said, the life they live behind the song. The life they live behind the song. And they were so impressed with the young people singing, and like they were singing, and how they sung for Jesus. But I said, there's a life, and they knew what I was talking about. They said, you're right. We need more of that. Amen. We need more of that. And we don't claim to be sinless or arrive in such a fashion of sinless perfection. But I guarantee you we got some things people trying to do right. Amen. When they get up and sing, they're trying to do right. Isn't that right? And that's exciting. And that's exciting. The life behind the song is so important today, isn't it? And I appreciate that so much. Okay. We're going to look here at Revelation in chapter 20. Revelation in chapter 20, okay? And we're going to read here verses 1. And you're going to read all the way down here, verses to verse 8. And Brother, read the first verse, and you can read every other verse with him, and I appreciate that so much. You lift up your voice, read with him every other verse.
Okay, again, Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 8. We read the verse responsively. And I read the first verse, and you read the second one, and so on. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil, and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nation no more till 1,000 years should be fulfilled, and after that he must be loosed a little season. And I saw thrones, and they that sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them. And I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus, and for the word of God, which had no worship the beast, neither the image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead lived not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is the sand of the sea. Let us bow our heads in prayer this time. Father, we thank you again for your word. Thank you, Lord, we can be here tonight to hear the word of God once again from the man of God. And Lord, we pray that you give our pastor and Holy Ghost power and fill him the Holy Spirit tonight as he preaches your word. Help us to listen attentively to your word. And may God give faith, soul, and change lives and encourage the Christians tonight. And we'll thank you for it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
As I walk through the door, I sense his presence, and I know this was the place where love abounds. For this is the temple Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground. We are standing on holy ground. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us standing in his presence on holy ground.
Wonderful, wonderful job. Wonderful. And you're going to go to the 20th chapter. And I encourage you, if you don't have a Bible, look on with somebody. And I'll encourage you to listen well. Okay? All right, so get your Bible there. And I get two of you girls, move on up to that pew right there. Yes, move on over. Yes, move on over there. And spread out, you girls spread out. You boys, we got too many gay couples getting married and all this stuff. Got too many queers. Got too many homos. You say you call them that? No, I'm not calling them that. I don't want them to ever go that way. Now, you understand what I'm saying? Now, if you're husband and wife, go ahead and rub on shoulders with each other. Talk to me now. Hello? So you wonder, how did we get there? All of a sudden we wake up and these crazy, freaky people trying to get, two men trying to get married. Their brains all sticking backwards, and they're on TV, and movie stars, and Hollywood whores, and sodomites, and queers, and fags, and before you know it, you're going to have to be bailing me out of jail for what I just said. And I hope you love me enough to get me out of jail, but we're going to have a revival on there. With the help of God. But you mark her now, this old sin-sick world's messed up. You girls spread out. You boys spread out. You sit next to each other. Husband and wife, go ahead and rub shoulders one another. Just don't get too mushy. Stay from that stuff after at home. Somebody say that. There ain't nothing wrong with being there with that. You know what I found out through the years? Upstairs, this is sad. The people, and Brother Otto has said it, maybe somebody can explain it to me. Mushy in church, but knocking each other down, kicking each other when they go home. Some I forgot to throw that in there. I'm not saying everybody that does that is fighting like cats and dogs, but you ought to do that at home. If you do it here, just do that at home. Come on, somebody say. Well, that's for free tonight. But let's get with this thing, okay? And Revelation, okay? Revelation. And chapter 20 in your Bible here. And look what the Bible... Now, please, don't play with the baby. Then I'm trying to be nice. I said, please bring the baby to the nursery. And then, you know, I'll say all kind of stuff like, your baby be fine in the nursery. Don't spoil them. The devil's going to get you some way and all that stuff. You know, carrying on that stuff. I don't want to carry on like that. So the best thing to do is make sure nobody plays with your baby and just please, I beg you, I got to have your attention. I want to make sure I know I'm getting your attention. I want to help you. Okay? So I care about you. I don't want you to miss the Word of God. And Revelation, and chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. I'm going to preach the sermon title tonight. It's because they believe there's no hell. It's because they believe that there is no hell. That's what I'm going to preach on tonight. The reason is I'm telling you the reason. It's because they believe there is no hell. Let's bow our heads in prayer. It's the reason, Father. I have no doubt about it, the reason why Christians don't sell out. We don't give it our all. It's because sometimes we just don't believe there's a hell. I firmly believe the reason why so many people struggle, and so many people don't give up their all, so many times we don't give our all, because we really don't believe that there's a hell like we should. But help us tonight. Every preacher that loves God, I have no doubt. I have no doubt that loves you would be honest and to say, well, that we don't like to think about it. We don't like to talk much about it. The Father is here. And I pray tonight, though we don't like to discuss this, it's in the Bible. Forgive us for not making mention of it more. But Lord, it's just an awesome feeling when we think about people burning in hell. But help us to realize tonight there is a hell. In Jesus' name. Amen. It's because that they believe there's no hell. So why is it, preacher? Why is it that so many Christians just seem like they're struggling in it? Just seem like they can't read their Bibles every day, and they can't pray every day, and they can't soul win every week, and they can't witness every day. It's because I firmly believe, sometimes we really don't believe that there's a hell like it is. We really don't believe like we're supposed to. Somebody asks, how can a Christian not tithe? How can a Christian not give? How can a Christian not sell out to God? There is a hell, my friends. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, and it says in verse 1, and I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. A bottomless pit. The Bible says there's this pit that was bottomless. That means falling and falling and falling and falling. You ever have a dream that you've been falling? One of the worst dreams I've ever had in my life, especially when I was young, I used to have these dreams, and thank God I don't have them anymore. I hope I don't have them anymore. I was falling and falling. And it said if you hit the ground, splatter, you'll die of a heart attack. I don't know. Thank God I never hit the ground. But it's all. There's something about heights that I have. There's something that if there's anything I dread, some of you don't have that, but I have, if I get on something real high and look down, it's a sick feeling. Oh, just think of falling and falling and falling and falling. Young people, there's a hell. There's a place where people are falling. I don't understand at all how God does it, but they're falling. And they're not only falling for a year, but they're falling. For 10 years, for 100 years, for 1,000 years, they're falling and they're falling and they're falling. It's a bottomless pit. There's no bottom. There's no bottom. And the Bible says, and he says, I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit, and a great chain in his hand. And verse 2, it says, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. How can the Kingdom Hall Jehovah Witness justify what they're teaching people as they're knocking on doors, telling the people behind their doors there is no hell? They're telling them there is no place. How can they read this and see that there's a bottomless pit, that there's a real devil, and then the Bible says there's a chain? And by the way, if it be true, which is not, years ago, you say Luke 16 is just a parable. It is just a story. In Luke 16, we ain't got time to read about it all, but you can read it when you go home. You read it, many of you already read it, where the man is, he's screaming, and his tongue, and he's thirsty, and he's begging for water, and he's saying, and he's screaming, and he's yelling, and he's saying, I'm hot, I'm burning, oh, give me some water. And you know the story there, and they're talking back and forth, and you remember the rich man Lazarus, and according to Scripture, thank God Lazarus comforted angels, thank God the angels came came and got him, and no doubt pictured heaven and the paradise. And but this man died, and he went to hell, and he lifted his eyes in fire, and he was burning, and he was screaming, and he was yelling, and he's screaming, and he's begging for water, and he said, "Oh, please, somebody help me." And you know the story. He couldn't get out, and so what do? He did what you would do. You think about your brother. You don't want him to come out here and burn. You think about your sister. You don't want to come out here and burn. You think about your mom. You think about your dad. You said, "I did a foolish thing. I reject Christ. I reject God. I went after the riches. I went after the world. I didn't want to get saved, and I'm in hell. I don't want my friends to come down here." You listen to me. You listen to me. There are young people that laugh, and they cut off, and they say, "Hey, I don't mind going to hell. My friends are going to be down in hell. One foot in hell. One step in hell. One second in hell." They don't want their buddies coming down there. They don't want their drinking partners coming down there. They don't want their dope partners. Somebody say amen. There's a hell. Though we may not believe it like we want to. Though we don't believe it like we should. Though we don't meditate on it like it's there. There is a bottomless pit. There is a devil that will be bound. And verse 3, and the devil, they cast him into this what? This bottomless pit. And shut him up. And set a seal upon him. That he's to deceive the nations no more. So the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little while. And the Bible says this about this devil. According to the scripture right here, he deceived the nations no more. Listen to me. How can you say that there's no hell when Satan has deceived the nations and has caused so much death, so much destruction? What's going to happen if there's no hell? What's going to happen to this dragon? What's going to happen to this Lucifer? What's going to happen to this Satan? If there is no hell, you tell me. Look what he's done. Look at all the Jews Hitler killed. Look at all the Christians that were slaughtered. If there's no hell, where do you put this this demon? Where do you put this dragon? Where do you put, you're saying, just the grave? You're saying he's just going to go to the grave? Oh, you listen to me. The Bible says there's a hell. The Bible says there's a bottomless pit. The Bible says there's a place where you got to put. You can't put that devil in the grave in a casket somewhere. And you say, okay, you cause all these deaths, all the drunk driving, all the dope, the overdose, all the murders, all the rapes, all the false religion that caused the preachers to get up and to lead their congregation down to hell, and caused ministers to lead their congregation down to hell, that caused the Pope of Rome to deceive just about the whole world, the Catholic Church, and every cult of the kingdom hall, and the Jim Jones, and think of every teenager that has been brought down to their death, and every child that has died of AIDS. Where is this devil going to be? If there is no hell, please tell me in the courtroom, what is the verdict? You tell me, what is the verdict after thousands and millions of people have been killed? I wish you shout, and I wish you say amen. But have Jesus to go to the cross, have our Savior bleed and die on the cross and mocked at and laughed at and beaten and flogged and hair plucked off his face and beaten and scourged and whipped and laughed at and sat there and ate their lunch. If there is no hell, where is Lucifer going to go? And where is that crown going to go? Tell me, please tell me. What's your verdict? They raped your sister or raped your 85-year-old mother? What's your verdict? They shot your dad? They killed your sister? They murdered him and raped him? What's your verdict? The grave? What's your verdict? Pizza and steak? What's your verdict? McDonald's Big Macs after they killed your sister and raped your mama? And what's your verdict? Went down to Riga's and ate and went to the grave? That's your verdict? That's your verdict? You crazy? Are you an idiot? You know there's a hell where people are going to burn, and the Bible says they will burn forever and ever and ever and ever. And if they don't get saved, the verdict is none other but death, the hell, the lake of fire. Amen. Amen. By the way, your preacher would go there if it wasn't for Jesus told you. Amen. And the Bible says, and I saw thrones, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witnesses of Jesus, for the Word of God, for standing on the King James Bible. And you think I'm going to compromise on the King James Bible? You're crazy. Here, they'll tell you from the bullies, their granddad's funeral. They'll tell you some relative got up and read scripture. It wasn't even a Holy Bible. It wasn't even a King James Bible. And the last place I wanted to rebuke a preacher was at Brother Bully's granddad's funeral. But I have no other choice. That said, I must read the scripture because he don't even have a Bible. I must read the Holy Scripture because he don't even have the book. And I had to take the scripture and I had to read it the way it is in the King James Version because the people wouldn't even have the Word of God. I also think that was hard at his dad and granddad's funeral. I did the last place I wanted to is to correct the preacher, but I've got to let you know they've got their heads cut off to stand on the Word of God, the B-I-B-L-E. Yes, that's the book for me. There is no other Bible but the old King James Bible. There is no other Bible. I don't care if they say it's the New King James. I don't care if they say it's the ASV. I don't care if they say if it's good news or modern, it's bad news for modern man. You don't need no other book but the old black book, brother. You don't need no other book. It was good for granddad. It was good for grandma. It is good for you, son. You're going to tell me there's no hell? They cut their heads off? Can you imagine somebody cutting your daddy's head off? Can you somebody taking a sword and cutting your teenager's head off? And you scared to bring your Bible to school? I'm going to tell you the reason why you don't bring your Bible to school. You don't really believe there's a hell. I'm going to tell you the reason why you don't put your Bible on top of your books at school. You really don't believe there's a hell. I'm going to tell you the reason why you don't walk down that hallway with that Holy Bible. You really don't believe there's a hell. You really don't believe there's a lake of fire. But I don't care how much you deny it. It's in this book. There is a bottomless pit. There is a place called the lake of fire. That's why you don't put it on your job, on your desk. That's why you don't put it right there. I'm not ashamed of the old black book. When I was in 12th grade, I had my textbooks. I had my subject book. And brother, on top of all them books, brother, was that King James Version Bible. They lost their heads as they stood for the Word of God. And the Bible says they were beheaded for the witness. And look what it says, they were beheaded. Look what it says here. It's amazing to me, they're beheaded for the witness. Oh, this is something else. This is mighty, mighty powerful. They were beheaded for the what? Witness of who? And you don't witness in school? And you don't witness on your job? And you want to wear your punk clothes? And you want to wear your punk clothes? And you're scared to wear a white shirt and a tie? And you think you're so stinking cool, and you think you're so stinking bad, and you got so stinking backslidden, if you come to the house of God, and you can't even wear a tie, you can't even wear a white shirt, you can't even put a suit on, you can't even put some dress pants on, you can't even put no shoes on. I'm going to tell you something, I love you tonight, I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm going to tell you the reason why you sit there like that with your t-shirt on, you sit there tonight without a tie, you sit there without a white shirt. I'm going to tell you exactly the reason why you find money for everything else, instead of going out to the good meal, Goodwill, and you can get a good dress pant for $2. You can get a shirt for $1. You can get a tie for 50 cents. I'm going to tell you why you go buy your $100 stinking punk shoes. You buy your stinking $100 punk jacket. You buy your stinking punk jacket. I'm going to tell you the reason why you really don't believe there's a hell. You really don't believe there's a lake of fire. You really don't meditate on people dying and going to hell because you won't be a witness for Christ. On the way you dress, you can say amen anytime you want to. I'm going to tell you the reason why you girls don't get rid of your pants. I'm going to tell you the reason why you ladies don't get rid of your pants. I'm going to tell you the reason why you wear your britches instead of you wear your dresses. I love you. I thank God you're here. I appreciate you being here. I'm going to tell you the exact reason why you don't wear dresses every day of your life, because you do not be the Christian witness you're supposed to be. You're scared of the sticker after you. You're scared of the laugh after you. And you like your britches more than you do. You do dresses. You like your britches more than you do skirts. You like what you like. You don't like what God likes. I'm going to tell you it's an abomination to the sight of God when you put them pants on and you put somebody say amen. Bless God, you ladies, I wish I could shake you. Get these girls some skirts. Get these girls some dresses. Get somebody to say amen. Amen. Come on.
I'll tell you reason why you're having trouble smoking. I'm going to tell you reason why you're having trouble drinking your beer. I'm going to tell you reason why you're having trouble going back to your wine from time to time. I'm going to tell you reason why you're having trouble getting on that stinking internet, your love affairs with your boyfriends that's not even supposed to be the way it's supposed to be, your girlfriends. And I'm going to tell you reason why you choose your pornography. You choose your chat rooms. I'm going to tell you reason why you choose that rather than start up for God. You're really up living as a hell. You're really up living as a lake of fire. You really are. That's the reason why you can't get rid of your adult. That's the reason why you can't get rid of your soap operas. That's the reason why you can't get rid of your cable television. That's the reason why you can't get rid of your dirty, sticky channels. Got enough hell on local shout, Kevin. You're going to add more hell on that, man. I'm going to tell you the reason why. You listen to them to watch some DVDs, them stick and look at DVDs. You don't believe there's a hell. But my friend, I don't care how much you try to deny it, there's a place where people are burning. And they're going to burn forever. Be headed for the witness of Jesus. And verse 4, for the word of God, they were killed. Which had not worshipped the beast. Neither his image. Neither have received his mark upon their foreheads. Or in their hands. Hallelujah. And they lived and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. Hallelujah. I guarantee you, you're just going to pay off. You that live for God, and you realize your head is a hell, let them cut your head off. If they have to, let them kill you. You go ahead and shine your light for Jesus. You go ahead to your neighborhood, and you let them know you're a Christian, and you let your light shine. And it's going to pay off one day. You're going to rule, and you're going to reign 1,000 years. And I'll tell you, on this earth, I promise you, he's going to set up his kingdom. And I know one day the heavenly kingdom is going to come, but you better think about that 1,000 years. And it says, Brother Jones got a, what, he got a fishing rod out there next to his granddad's grave. What he got out there? A fishing rod. And that fishing rod, what is that granddad? He got a fishing rod. He said in the millennium, he wanted to do some fishing. And with his granddad, you listen to me, this thing is real. You go ahead and pussyfoot around. You go ahead and firmly let these thinking so-called fundamental preachers be whippy. Let them not want to stop a preaching behind their pulpit. But there's going to be a day they wish they had some fire behind that pulpit. They're going to wish they had a man of God. And they get up and stand down like it is. That's why they're wishy-washy. That's why they don't stand for God. That's why they're pussy going around. They really don't believe there's a hell like it is. Playing with people. Scared to take a stand. To lose a crowd. Somebody say amen. But I'm about to call somebody's name out tonight. But I'm just about coming this close to call somebody's name out. I won't do it tonight. I'll be nice. I guarantee that preacher going to stand before God. You know who he is. He's going to stand before God, brother. Yes, he is going to stand before God, too. There is going to be a time that preachers are going to wish they stood. Find out which way the wind's going and change their views and let's go and stick on this book. We can just go with the direction it's going and see like a politician somewhere. Politician. That's all politicians. You're a politician. Going to get a vote. What do you think about gay marriage? What do you think about what direction? Where's the nation going towards? Craziness. Come on. Thank God for people who want to stand on this book. Amen. Amen. Come on. Look what it says, ladies and gentlemen. For the rest of the dead live not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection, and such the second death hath no power. But they shall be priests of God in Christ, and shall reign with him what? 1,000 years. And when the 1,000 years are expired, the old stinking devil going to be loose. By the way, did you know the devil can't do nothing to me unless God allows it to happen? Are you understanding? I didn't say that devil can't do nothing unless God allows him to do it. He is at God's command. God has used the devil as a whipping tool. God has used the devil as a tool to let him loose to give glory and honor to himself. Are you understanding that devil's on a leash? Before he went to Job and caused that sickness and killed his kids and took his money, did you know he had to go and get a permit first? He had to go up to the heavenly City Hall, outside the doors, and say, I can get him. I can turn him against you. You see that, Joe? He just serves you because he got that money. Well, you take a man's job away, he definitely curse you. Take his kids away, he surely kiss you. And take the desire of his eyes, that woman, he'll surely curse you. But the devil couldn't do it. I said, the devil couldn't do it. He said, put a little backache could keep him home. A little headache could keep him home. Give him some disease. They won't serve it. He won't serve it. All them boils all over Job and pus coming worms crawling all over him. He said, naked came I into this world, and naked will I go out. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. Young people, we got so many young people that grow up, things don't go their way, and they turn against God, they turn against Jesus, but they don't make the money they want, they don't get the power they want, they don't get the house they want, and things don't go their way, and they start wearing punky clothes. They start wearing punky clothes, and they come to church, and they don't come to church with dress pants. By the way, the answer's not hightailing out here, going to some sick and stale liberal church, because one day you would have the answer to God Almighty, wherever you go, best thing you do is clean up your act here. Don't try to run some stuff. Somebody say amen tonight.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Answer not going some soft spoken reverend.
Amen. Yep.
By the way, you're new around here. Let me tell you something. It's a lot lighter on you. I don't expect you to come dress right. I don't expect you to come dress right. You don't come here much. I don't expect you to dress right. I expect you to keep coming. You're going to dress right. I expect you to dress right. But you've been coming here long enough. I expect you to dress right. But you've been coming here long enough. They have a man of God that stood up and told them how to come to the house of God, and told them it's much better than a wedding. It's much better. It's nothing more important than coming up into the house of God. I'm talking if you dress decent for a graduation, if you dress decent, if you dress decent for a wedding, if you dress decent. Listen to me. But I'll say amen to my own preaching tonight. Brother, I don't know if you can help me, but brother, if you can't give me something on this, somebody's going to say amen out there. Somebody, I have no doubt, brother's behind God's plan. I have no doubt somebody out there is behind the preacher. They're behind Jesus. They're behind the King James Bible. Now shout amen in them things. I said, shout if you can crank them things up. Brother, if there's somebody out there, give a flip. If the thing squeals, if you can get something out of them out there. Bless God on the tape. Let the whole world know there's somebody for God. There's somebody for the Bible. There's somebody for Jesus. There's somebody. Say amen out there. Bless God. Say hallelujah. Shout all through the sermon. Listen to me. I am telling you something. The reason why you got that look on your face tonight, you really don't believe there's a hell. You really don't believe there's a lake of fire, but there is. You really don't believe people burn forever, they do. Yeah, man! Revelation chapter 20. The Bible says in verse 8, and shall go out to deceive the nations. Satan will. Which are the four quarters of the earth. Gog and Magog. To gather them together to battle. The number of whom is the sand of the sea. Hollywood, forget it. You can't even paint a picture of Oregon. Hollywood, forget it. I know you might make millions off it. But you ain't got a picture of the way it's really going to be. And Hollywood, there will be a judgment day for making millions off my Jesus and billions off my Jesus and support the Catholic Church that has persecuted more Christians than any organization on the face of this earth and be a thought Catholic and make a Jesus movie, and you person that is claimed to be Jesus in the movie, you're going to stand before God of being on that wicked talk show with a bunch of horror girls, half-naked girls, laughing and cutting up, and you're supposed to be Jesus in that play, and you sit there in that play and talk about somebody almost been struck down and laugh about yourself, lightning overhanging you. There's a hell person that made that movie. There's a hell that person. Why don't you talk about the lake of fire where people are burning forever and forever and forever on the TV? Why don't you show her in hell screaming?
Said a woman watched the movie The Passion, had a heart attack and died. A lot more than that happened. I got to take a lot more than that going to happen. That ain't nothing. You'll pray a lot of holy things. You'll soon become a millionaire off my Jesus. And not living for him like you're supposed to. The reason why pastors let their congregation flock to them cinemas without throwing a stick and fit, they don't believe there's a hell either like this shit. If I tell you to get up and go what to the stick and wicked cinemas, I'm not going to ask you to stick your hands to the stick and doo-doo to go try to find Jesus in. There's other ways of finding out about Jesus than sticking your hand to stick and cow doo-doo. You don't walk to the stinking wicked cinemas with half-naked people on them and the rated R, rated X, and fornicate and adultery, a bunch of homosexuals and fags and punks and go through that cinema and millions of dollars keeping that place. You don't take God's money to support that stinking cinema. Don't bite the devil's bait, people. Look at that thing. No wonder how Christ suffered. Read the Bible. This is going to shock you. Luke 16. The man in hell is going to correct God. How can you be in hell and correct God? How could you be in hell and correct the book? Read it for yourself. The end of Luke 16. No, he says no. He says no. I don't want it your way. I'm going to tell you the way they'll repent. He says, I'm going to tell you the way my brother's going to repent. Can you imagine telling God, no, not your way? God said Moses in the prophets. God said Moses in the prophets in Scripture. No doubt in Scripture. He said, no, I'll tell you what you do. The man in hell, this is what he said. Read it, Luke 16, end of the verse. He said, I'll tell you what, you send somebody, I'll tell you what, my brother, if he'll send somebody raised up from the dead, he'll get saved. He won't come down this place of hell. Here's God. God, let me tell you something. Your brother don't believe that Moses is in the prophets. Some of you looking like I don't know my Bible. Certainly, you can get mad at me just the way you look. Here's Luke 16. You're looking at me like, he don't know what he's talking about. If you read your Bible, you know what I'm talking about. Luke 16. He's in hell. He's burning. I'm talking about the flames of fire, torment in the flame. Verse 24. Am I right? Abraham says, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus was. Evil things, but now he is what? Comforted, and thou art what? Tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from hither. So in other words, when they're in hell, they can't come over there. And those that are comforted can't go into hell. That's good to know. Bless God, when I'm in heaven, and I'm in the paradise, heavenly kingdom, last thing I want to do is go down to hell. You can't get over there. You can't get over there. Can't get over there. And those in hell can't go to heaven. And that tells you there's no purgatory. There's no place you can pay a Catholic priest. You can't pay your soul. You can't get your mom out of hell. You can't get your daddy out of hell. You better do your best. You better do your... Hey, Brother Jones, aren't you glad you witnessed to your mom and made sure she's going to heaven? Hey, Brother Murray, aren't you glad you witnessed to your granddad and know he's not burning in hell and he can't go to hell? That should bring some comfort to... Hey, Brother Mike, and rejoice, you know your loved ones are saved. Amen. I thank God my loved ones are in heaven with Christ, I believe. In Luke 16, the Bible says, Verse 27. Then they say, I pray to their father that thou would have sent him to my father's house. So since you can't go to heaven, you can't go to heaven once you're in hell. A person can't go to heaven. What's the next best thing you do? Think about your loved one, right? No, seriously. You're burning in hell. Who are you going to think about? I thank God for you. I noticed on your prayer request, we have Sunday school, and this is what you pray, and this is wonderful. I believe you ought to do that more. I believe more people ought to do it. Well, I get my prayer request, and this is what they say. This is what they say, brother. Pray for my brother. Pray for my sister. Pray for my mom. Pray for my family. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You said it's selfish. You ought to be concerned. Who in the right mind be burning hell want their loved one to come down to hell? No reason why you haven't asked your mama that she knows she's going to have you around, but there's a hell. Or you can deny it, but there's a hell. No reason why you don't ask your dad. Dad, you know you're going to heaven. No reason why you don't ask him that. You really don't believe there's a fire. You don't really believe there's a hell. Reason why you haven't asked your brother yet, you haven't asked your sister yet. Reason why you haven't asked that person in school. Hey, that person in front of you that sits in school, you asked them yet. You want to know why you haven't asked that person sitting in front of you in school? You really don't believe there's a hell. You really don't believe there's a lick of fire. No reason why you haven't asked the person in back of you yet. Look up at me. It ain't time to pray. We're going to pray later. It's time to listen to preaching now. No reason why you haven't asked the person beside you. You really don't believe there's a hell. You really don't believe there's a lick of fire. I don't care if you deny it. It's a bottomless pit. There's a people screaming in hell, man. Look what it says here. 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 He said, I pray to thee, therefore, Father, that thou would send him to my father's house. For I have five brothers. By the way, I have five brothers. But then I tell you, we have six boys, two girls. Six boys, two girls. But then I tell you, every one of them I have. You know you're going? You know you're going. You know what it is? Pray! 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 Trust Christ! I'm not going to wait today. Tell it! Brother, one thing I can tell you, my hands are clean. How many can say, your hands are clean? But if they die and go to hell and you haven't asked them and showed them, that blood will be on your hands. Their blood will be on your hands, and God says you're the reason why they're burning in hell. You must give a comfort to them. Yes, you're right. You wait till God shows you on judgment day. That person sitting in your desk in front of you, sitting back of you, walks up and down the hallway. Every week you went to school. Every year you went to school. You didn't pass out no tracks. You didn't tell anybody about you. You said, I'll get suspended. Well, it's time we get some of you suspended for doing right. Brother, somebody's got to stand in that public, stinking wicked schools. Why you let the devil take over and cuss him and curse him? A bunch of stinking pornography. A bunch of wickedness. How dare you let the devil's crowd take over with their dope and their cigarettes and their MTV and BET and DVDs. How dare you let the homos and queers take over your school and a bunch of drunken dopeheads. How dare you let a bunch of prom poppers, a bunch of girls showing half their breasts slit down their thigh, showing their sex. Somebody say amen. Bunch of whores, bunch of whoremongers kissing and hugging. How dare you let your school gods go down to the stinking dumps. God's going to show you every one of them. Every one of them. Every one of them. God's going to show you the person you work with. God's going to show you that foreman in hell. God's going to show you that supervisor in hell. And he's not going to show you, let me tell you that, you just wait. You just wait till judgment happens. You just wait till judgment day. You're just so pretty and you're walking around. You're scared somebody's going to say something and you don't give them a track and you don't talk. God pity you. God pity you. Amen. Amen. God pity me. When the Holy Spirit says, give them a track, I know. There's been times they walked away and said, hey, wait a minute. I don't know who they are. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Sir. Holy Spirit of God says, give them a track. Holy Spirit of God, give them a track. Somebody got tracks. I'm not sure he's watching. You ain't got tracks. Stand up. You got some tracks on you. I'm going to tell you the reason why some of you ain't got tracks tonight. Stand up, you got a track on you. I'm going to tell you the reason why. Don't you ask nobody for no track. Don't you do it either. I'm going to tell you the reason why you ain't got no track. I'm going to tell you the reason why you ain't got no track. You want to know why you don't really believe there's a hell. You don't believe there's a lake of fire, but there is. There is. You don't believe there's a lake of fire. People burn forever and scream, but there is. There is. There is. You ain't got none of these tracks. Pastor, give me some tracks.
everywhere I call. Everywhere I'm going to say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You'll feel the flame. You don't feel the flame. You don't hear the cry. You don't hear the screams of hell. You don't realize you're going to burn forever. No, you don't. You know you're so wrapped up in this stinking world. You're so wrapped up in yourself. You're so wrapped up. Let me say, I love you, but you don't believe there's a hell. You don't believe there's a lake of fire like you should. You don't really, really know. Every day of your life, people on you.
Don't be home without them. Thank you. You can be seated. I love every one of you sitting down. You're my friend. You're my pal. I'm not here to embarrass you, to pick on you. I love you. I'm trying to shake you. Carry trust every day of your life. Every day of your life. Just wake up and on your mind. Somebody's going to go to hell. Somebody's going to burn in hell. Is that you said that? That's why they go from their pants to the britches. Oh, pants to the britches. That didn't make sound right, huh? That's why they go to, that's a good one, pants to the britches. How do you figure that one out? That's why they go from dresses, skirts, to britches. To britches to britches. That's why they go from skirts to britches. You want to know why? You want to know why? You know somebody wearing britches around here in this church? That's why you're laughing. Why don't you say the name out? Why don't you call the name out? I don't understand. You're welcome. You keep coming. I don't expect that out of you today. I don't expect that out of you. You're sticking knuckleheads that keep coming to this church. That's what I'm talking to. You know what I'm saying? You understand that? Look at me. The sticking knuckleheads out there. I'm talking to them. I'm talking to you today. I'm glad you're here. You come just like that. As long as you want to for a little while. But after a while, I turn up a notch on you. Right here, it's either get right or take a flight. There's a hell. There's a lake of fire. Amen. There's a place where people are burning. Good, no more laughing. We'll cut up and we'll get serious. I'm going to say the reason why so many people wreck their lives. Because they forget where God saved them from. If you think about what it took for Christ to bring you where you are, if you think about what Christ, what it took to save us, could you imagine what it took Him going to hell for us? Could you imagine Him going to the lake of fire for us? And to be spit upon, laughed at, mocked at. Could you imagine what He went through? Luke 16, I want you to look at it. Luke 16, I want you to look at it. And Abraham, by the way, Abraham says unto him, they have Moses in the who? Prophets, let them walk. Let me hear them. And he said what? No. He told God's man, no. I got a better way. No, Father Abraham. But if one went unto them from the what? From the dead, they will what? That's Benny Hinn. That's Chris Lazar. That's T.D. Jake. What is it called? TBN Radio? What's that Christian network? TBN? I got one prayer request. She said, pray for these stinking TBN preachers. Yes. Those stinking screwballs. You want to know why? Thank God that person knew that they are nothing but stinking deceivers. Amen. And I want to God everyone to pray about it. And he said unto him, if they hear not Moses and the prophets, neither will they what? Be persuaded though one what? Look up at me. Look up at me. It's not going to... That Jesus movie that they're watching. Are you understanding? That is not the best way to get people saved. Watching a movie. Does anybody have any idea how many people watch Christ live? They watch Christ live. Sitting down, eating their lunch. It was a movie.
It wasn't Hollywood, it was life. That stinking crowd tried to kill the apostles. They went home and ate their food, man, and lived like hell. If you see Christ with your lunch out there like he, you think that's the answer? I'm going to tell you the answer. That book is more powerful, more sharper than any two-edged sword, that King James Bible, that Moses, them prophets, them scriptures, Genesis to Revelation. Brother, there's something in the man of God when he gets up and preaches that Bible, that God comes at your heart, that Holy Spirit, there's something about knocking on doors. You tell that movie crowd, get off your stinking behind, out of that movie, and every one of you in the nation, if I can get you to knock on doors, and your city will get stinking cheery, will overthrow every stinking wicked Democrat, and every stinking wicked Republican out of the stinking office. That's wicked. Just hold them out. He would have a vote. Somebody say amen. Next time they say, did you see the pastor? Say, how many doors you knock on that last week? How many doors did you knock on after you see the movie? How many people got baptized in you? How many souls did you get saved after that? There is a hell, there is a lake of fire. While Hollywood makes a bunch of money off Christians and get them watching a movie where they should be out knocking on doors on a Tuesday night instead of going to the movie, a sick and wicked cinema, instead of being at the movie, they should be out there Thursday night knocking on doors, keeping people out of hell. They should be working on Saturday instead of going to the wicked cinema, watching a passion play. They ought to get some passion. They ought to get some passion. They ought to get something in their soul to want to try to keep somebody out of hell. Baseball and football and kickball and entertainment, and Christians ain't got time to knock on doors and keep you out of hell because they really don't believe there's a hell. There is. There is. There is. I was soul hunting in Boston. I was witnessing. He said that Christians don't believe there's a hell. He said, you're talking to me about this hell, the people in the church, people don't believe it. It's the heathen on the street of Boston. He said, if those Christians really believe there's a hell, he said, those Christians ought to be willing. If I'm over there, them Christians, if they say there's a hell, they ought to be willing. This is the heathen talking. They ought to be willing to walk on sharp glass to just bring the message to me. He said, they ought to be willing to kneel and crawl on glass and get cut up. They don't believe no hell, he said. Get out. I don't want to listen to that. Get out of here. You stop what you got to say. Because of the examples of Christians. One day, I promise you, you're going to wish you really thought about hell more. You listen to Christian radio. When you heard a whole sermon on hell? You got your cable television. Where are them sticking rascals? With their $1,000 suits, preach the whole thing on burning hell. I thought preaching the way I preach. I thought preaching the way I, you pastor. Buddy, TBN, they pulled me out. Cable network was saying, I'll get something on my desk that money, so you're through. They wouldn't last 1 hour. The phones just won't come in. T.D. Jake could never make it. Criswell Dollar, what a name, Dollar. The million-dollar preacher man. His name is him. Dollar. Let me close with this. We go back to Revelation. I used to have a dream. I don't have it no more. I told you I dreamed I was on the bed of hell. Which I dream that people are crying, people are screaming. So I had a dream, people are crying, and there's a bed of hell, there's flames of hell. And I preached a sermon one time, we ought to dig it out, I need to listen to it again. Christians are asleep, and they don't realize there's a hell, they're asleep. They're asleep, but there's a hell. So if you remember that sermon, sleeping on a bed of hell. I believe we all need to have dreams like that, don't you? Dr. Bob Gray says that these dreams, all he thinks about is a relative screaming and yelling.
Dr. Jack Howells, all he thought about his dad screaming and yelling in hell. We need something. Maybe we need a train. I just gotta hope, I just gotta believe, make myself believe that the headaches of Christ. I don't want to think about them burning in hell. It's too bad. It's too bad. I don't want to think about it. I gotta just hope, and I hope I'm right. Hope I'm right. Hope I'm right. Think about that. But more, as much as I don't want to think about that, there's a hell. As much as you don't want to think about it, just tell me, I don't even want to think about them being in hell. My worst enemy. My worst. Who's your worst enemy? It's such a terrible place. Forgive me for saying it, but I hate to even think of the thought of the fallen angels burning in hell forever, but it is. The Bible says it. So we don't understand it because we're human. But God's a holy God. He's a very holy God. It is a very just God. And God, His thoughts are not our thoughts. As wicked as Satan is, and all that he's done. I know we say he gets what he deserves. But think about it, he'll burn forever. Straighten your stinking tail up. You hear me? You gotta be stinking crazy. What's wrong with you? You nuts. You ain't nuts. Don't stick and play me tonight. That devil's after you. But I'm fighting for you. You know that? The last time. The comedian's got enough sense. You laugh when you're supposed to laugh. You cry when you're supposed to cry. And the devil's messing with you. You better have enough smartness to straighten up. If we're going long tonight, blame them. And every time I do that, it calls me on the clock. So get mad at them. I ain't kidding. He said, I don't like that. Well, I guarantee you, we won't have the problem that they have. These other preachers in churches that we'll cut down a lot of that stick and stuff. To the matter of trying to save their hide from destruction. We may have one or two casualties, a few casualties. We won't have as much. I guarantee you, every one of our young girls, every one of them, get knocked up and prayed before they get married. I guarantee you, give me 50, 100 of them in them liberal churches. Every one boy that knocks some girl up and gets her pregnant, has sex, or don't even get pregnant, every young boy that loses their virginity, everyone in our church, I guarantee you, liberal church, add 50. Every young girl that loses her purity, kisses a boy, has sex with a boy, not married. Give me 50 more, 20 more, and these stinking liberal, and these so-called fundamental, straight down the line, what they call themselves straight down the line, fundamental, and they're not fundamental like they should. Amen. Amen. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. Give me 10 years, we'll line up our kids with their kids. We'll line up, give me 20 years, we'll line up our grandchildren with theirs. You like me getting on the young people? Well, let's compare apples to apples. Just give me some years. Amen. I've always got some sticking screwballs that'll mess up. And I'll be there trying to pick the pieces. Amen.
And by the way, don't you get mad at this preacher. You ought to be hooraying. Hey, girl, if you messed up, don't you get mad at me. Say, help them girls. Help them girls. Tell that girl, don't ride around town with a car. She's soon gonna get some boyfriend that's going to sit there. Don't let these girls go out late and work. There's going to be a guy out there. He's going to sleep with them. And that baby's going to come. And one day, you're going to sit there. Your husband ain't going to be there Sunday night. You ain't going to be there on Wednesday night. He ain't going to be there in Sunday school with you. You're going to be sitting alone in church. I thank God you're here. And God, you're here. Hallelujah. But what you ought to be saying, give me a Sunday school class so I can stick a knucklehead patience in the preacher. Look at what I'm going to help you out. Those are the fornications. Get rid of them sticking britches. You don't have to worry about fornicating as much. Or not fornicating.
Amen. Come on. Amen.
You start britches, that leads to fornication. That leads to sex with somebody you're not married with. Now, you can't be willing to get rid of them britches. You're going to be hard to say no to some boy one day. I said it. You listen to me or you're pulling me out. Mama, I promise you, Daddy, I promise you, one day it'll lead them to do something stupid. Same thing with the guys wearing earrings in their ears. You can't get the earring off their ear. Can't get them stuff back in their pants. Oh, come on, talk to me now. You can't get that punky, stupid look off them. It's going to lead them to adultery one day. It's going to lead them to fornication one day. Hallelujah. So, preacher, why do you get on? Why should I make them straight up? It's a hell. It's like a fire. When you cut up in church, you snicker in church, and people scream in hell. They're burning in hell. They're falling. While you were laughing, they were falling. While you were snickering, they were screaming. While the man was crying that somebody would go reach their brothers and sisters. You're cutting up in church, making your notes, talking back to one another. I got reports that during the sermon, adults are talking, conversating with each other. Sit there and talking to each other. While you're talking to each other during the sermon, there's people burning in hell. Amen. Revelation chapter 20. Bible says. And now in verse 9, they went up on the breadth of the earth and could pass the camp of the saints about and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. Next time the Jehovah's Witness King of Hall say to you, God is a God of love, and He won't never torment any of His children. Say, you're right. You're right. These are not His children. These are children of the devil. And that statement is more true than you know. He is a loving God. And He'll never burn His own children in hell forever. Verse 10, and the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and false prophets are. And they shall be tormented day and night forever. Aunt Ruth's been a staunch Jehovah's Witness for all these years. You pray for her. I hope she gets saved. When I first got saved, I would talk to her and I'd go to Baptist churches. Aunt Ruth. I taught there's not a hell all my life. She said, Robert. She said, that's all figurative. That's all symbolic. I said, not Ruth. Let's say it is. What the? If it's just figurative. If it's just tormented day and night and burning forever me. Step up to the plate.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Reason why some of you struggle. You really don't believe. You don't believe it, do you? You don't believe it. It's the book. Really? That's the reason why we struggle at 10 o'clock. We can't get to the prayer meeting on time. Saturdays? That's the reason why some don't show up. That's the reason why we look out Thursday after Thursday after Thursday, no show. Tuesday night, no show. Saturday, no show. All through the week, no show. That's the reason. That's the reason why you look at the tithing offering records, skip, miss this month, miss that month, miss this week, miss this other week. That's the reason why. Don't look like Christians, act like Christians. That's the reason why. We really don't believe that there's a burning hell like we should. That's the reason why you struggle. I thank God you make it to 11 o'clock service, but you miss the 10 o'clock service. That's the reason why, if I preach and screaming and yelling, and you're here in the house, I got there on TV, tucked in your bed, tidies to bed. They have not really, really come to the grips of this day. I'm going to tell you, we're going to pray for each other. But I'm going to be honest with you, the reason why the devil wants us so bogged down, it hurts.